St. Paul were to come back to life and pick any of the 52 Sundays in the liturgical year, the calendar year, I think he'd choose this one. It's Gaudete Sunday, which is Latin for rejoice. Traditionally, the priest and deacon wear rose-colored vestments, only one of two Sundays out of the year. But it's called Gaudete, and the church wants us to rejoice and make sure that joy is in our hearts because we're so close to the birth of his son. Certainly Christmas carols, traditional hymns, like Joy to the World, the Lord has come, ring true at this time of the year. But St. Paul knew what I think you and I often confuse. Having joy or just being happy. Being a joy-filled person or just, like some of us, having the constant emotion of happiness. But St. Paul tells us, if you read him closely, and the saints too struggled with this relationship between joy and between happiness. Like, aren't they the same thing? Seems petty distinction. Just semantics? Well, not really. Because St. Paul tells us that it's a fruit of the Spirit. Happiness isn't. Happiness comes and goes. Joy stays. So the difference between happiness and joy is a great one. One, it means you have our Lord. And the other one, perhaps, something good has happened to you. Now, if I bring Mr. Gillick and Mr. Gillick to the front of the altar, they bring us joy. Seeing young servers who smile, the amount of people when you're on this side of the railing that don't smile at Mass would cause anybody to have a bad day. But when you look at them, it brings joy to your life. There's something on the outside, an external influence that's causing it. Happiness is willed. It comes from you. Good thing, be happy, but it comes from you. Joy comes from God working in your heart. Mr. Gillick, you can have a chair. Why them? Why joy? Perhaps it's easier if we move on with the saints who give great street advice. You know you're joyful if you give compliments easy. If you can hand out a compliment easy, perhaps you have joy. The second strong, practical symbol is that you really don't complain about things you can't change. Like the weather. Some of us, fellow North Dakota residents, complain a lot about the weather, thinking that maybe Mother Nature will come alive and she'll listen to your chronic complaining. When she's saying to you, you live in North Dakota, get used to it or get out. But we don't. You come to work at your lunch hour. I do the same thing constantly every morning. Complain about things that just won't change. If you don't have joy, you're insecure. I'm insecure. We're tentative about getting out compliments. And if you don't have joy, you find yourself whining and complaining about things that won't change. But the great irony to all this is that God knew this. God knows this, and so what does he do? He hands out the greatest compliment of all human history, his son as a baby at Christmas. And instead of whining and complaining about the way society was and the Sadducees were and the Pharisees were, he didn't complain. He changed it by dying on a cross. That is the greatest response to a complaint. And the greatest compliment to us is that God comes to us as a baby. God saw how good we were in the midst of a mess. If you're bored one day, read the Old Testament. Life was a mess. We were terrible, unfaithful promises, broken covenants. And yet God sees us as good. So he compliments us with the birth of his son at Christmas. His son grows. His son lives. His son walks the face of this earth and sees all the things that he doesn't like. But he doesn't complain. He fixes it by surrendering himself on a cross. So 7 days. We got 7 days left, and then the gifts come, right? The great meals come. Families come into our homes. Christmas Day is in 7 days. So let's take a week, 1 week, and maybe be a little bit more assertive with a compliment. Don't be shallow, but don't be insecure. Give a compliment. Be an affirming person with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. And two, maybe just tuck the complaining, as right as you are, just tuck the complaining and the whining underneath the covers for a week or two. And see if you, having the Lord in your heart, and me, having the Lord in my heart, can really bring joy to our lives. What I love about Christmas carols and playing them from the Sunday after Thanksgiving through the middle of January is that their lyrics are incredibly true. Joy to the world. The Lord has come.